The group Americans for Prosperity, which is backed by the conservative Koch brothers, will be in Columbus this weekend for its annual conference, which it's calling the Defending the American Dream Summit. And in advance of that event, AFP is spending $1.4 million on TV ads targeting the Democrat who's leading in the polls for next year's U.S. Senate race in Ohio, former Governor Ted Strickland.
In 2008, when we lost our jobs working for DHL, it was total devastation.
The ad, titled Ted Strickland Failed Ohio, features a former DHL worker named Bruce, along with a graphic that says 4,500 jobs moved from Ohio to Kentucky when DHL left Wilmington. Another slide says 400,000 Ohio jobs were lost to other states during Strickland's tenure. Baylor Myers is the deputy director for AFP Ohio.
Ted Strickland has a terrible record. And our purpose is to highlight that failed record and use it as a reason why Ted Strickland should be disqualified from ever holding public office again.
But Strickland says job losses were not confined to Ohio during the recession, which he blames on the policies of President George W. Bush, who picked current Republican Senator Rob Portman as his budget director. Strickland says he left Governor John Kasich a recovering economy in Ohio, which experts have said is true. And Strickland says Portman has voted for trade deals that benefit outsourcers and cost jobs. And Strickland says he is not concerned about the ads. On the contrary,
I sort of take it as a compliment that, that I am running as strong as I am against an incumbent senator, that the Koch brothers and their kind would feel like they needed to put so much money into tearing me down.
This ad criticizing Strickland's record is an issue ad, the kind that a 501c4 such as Americans for Prosperity can run. This ad doesn't urge a vote for Portman, and Myers says AFP is not buying TV time in Ohio because Strickland is leading Portman in most polls.
Our entire focus is policy. I don't look at the polls. What we really want to do is focus on Ted Strickland's policy record, which was very ineffective for Ohioans across the board. And we want to make sure that that is at the forefront of this discussion surrounding his re-entry into public life.
But Strickland says AFP is targeting him because of those polls.
Well, I think they know that I'm going to be the candidate that's running against Rob Portman next November. And I think it has shocked them because Rob Portman has been their go-to guy. Anytime the billionaire class wants something out of the Senate, they can get help from Rob Portman.
And Strickland says Republicans also fear that if Portman loses, the GOP will lose the presidential race because no Republican has won the White House without carrying Ohio. But Strickland is way behind Portman in fundraising. And Strickland also has a primary matchup against Cincinnati City Councilman P.G. Sittenfeld to get through. Portman is among those on the agenda for the Americans for Prosperity Summit this weekend in Columbus. The lineup also includes presidential candidates Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Bobby Jindal, Rick Perry, and Marco Rubio, but not Ohio Governor John Kasich. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.